What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
As the Tigers come to town tomorrow, and then the Angels after that. Birds coming up a 4-2 road trip through Seattle and Sacramento. Here to talk about that, our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan, Bob Eddie Nolan McGraw. Well, let's welcome in on the Window Nation guest hotline, Steve Molesky. Steve, what's up?
Hey, Bob, how you be?
I'm doing all right, man. Appreciate the time as always. And we were talking earlier in the show. 4-2 is good for a road trip out west, and we're not diminishing the fact that they come home with a winning record, but how much of the oomph was taken out of that successful road trip by what happened yesterday, and then maybe even more particularly on Friday night against the Sacramento A's?
Well, when we saw the Orioles sweep the Mariners, people got really excited, and then we all sort of assumed, well, if they beat the Mariners, they're going to roll over the Athletics. And it didn't work out that way, so they just didn't pitch well like they have been. But here's the way I'm looking at it, Bob. I think it's a two-month sprint to try to get in contention. And over, say, you know, if you want to backdate it to when they started winning to give them a running start here, they're going to need like a 40-20 over 60 games, or a 38-22 or 37, you know, something that would get them right around 500 at the trade deadline. And if you can do that, and we all have our doubts because of what we've seen, right? All you know, leading up to now, that might not be doable for this team, but the math is doable. So let's see if they can. They're pitching better now. They're obviously getting some players back. It'll be big to see Westberg and Mullins in that lineup within a week or so, hopefully, knock on wood. And then let's see if they can do it. And so, you know, for me, within that two-month window, they're going to have some disappointing series like this. But obviously, they can't have too many.
Now, you talk about the 40-20, 38-22, which is, it's a high bar, given the low bar that they've set, Steve. They sit here at 12 games under 500 on June the 9th. You mentioned the reinforcements coming back from a positional player standpoint, and some, you know, need to pick up their performance rate for sure. But does the rotation have what it takes to give them, you know, quality 2-3-4 times through it, as opposed to what we have seen? And yeah, they really pulsed up in a positive way until the A series. I mean, is it too much to ask from the arms that they have pitching every fifth day right now to do that sort of thing?
It seems like it might be, but you just have to play it out and see. And, you know, I've heard some good things about Bradish's behind-the-scenes work, that he looks good. And, you know, we're all knocking on wood for that. Tyler Wells is in there somewhere. Trevor Rogers is still potential help. So I think the picture is better than it was, obviously, a couple weeks ago that led to Brandon Hyde getting fired. Is it good enough to do that? It seems like it's a stretch, but we're saying there's a chance.
Now, as we talk about, let's talk about a positive thing, and it's Adley Rutschman here in the month of June, where he's hitting over 400. The OPS is, you know, pushing 12. Granted, we're only not even two full weeks into the month, but what are we seeing different about Adley here? He's not as dreadful, Steve, against lefties as the entire team seems to be here this season. Why is Adley looking more like the guy that a year ago was 13 homers, grand slams, hitting over 300 on his way to starting the All-Star game?
I don't have that answer. I would have just walked up and gave it to him.
Right.
It seems like it's the ebb and flow of the season. He's in a good run right now, and he needs to, because, you know, it was getting to the point, Bob, where we were all saying, why is he still batting second? So now he fits there. 10 for 24 on the road trip, 1190 OPS. He hit a couple of home runs. He had three multi-hit games, and that's more like it. And he's got to ride that for a while now to get back to the stats that Birdland expects of him.
Talking to Orioles with Steve Molesky. Birds are off today. Detroit comes to town. Three-game series starting tomorrow night. Baltimore baseball tonight, live from Pickles, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services at 5:30. Okay, Jordan Westberg comes back. All-star last year. You know, he struggled this year. I guess he was banged up, as Brandon Hyde, former manager, was saying, since the series in Toronto to open the year. We know he got plunked last year. That cost him almost 2 months. Westberg comes back. He goes where into the lineup? He goes where positionally? And I guess the other part of that question, Steve, is who leaves the party when he returns to it?
Yeah, I don't know what move they're going to make there, if it's Rivera or what they do here. But he goes at the third base. That's his spot. Jackson's at second. Gunner's between the two. And that's a really solid defensive threesome right there, by the way. And then the way he was swinging it at Triple-A, I mean, there's no reason to ease him in. You know, maybe they give him a day off here and there, that in that sense. But in terms of the lineup, he's one of the key hitters here. So he goes right in the middle somewhere, and let him go. I mean, he was swinging it at Triple-A, and so let's see if he can swing it here. And we know people put out these stats that when Westberg's been in the lineup, look at what their record is as opposed to when he's not. So it's not all about him, but he's a pretty big cog in this machine. And when the last 2 years when the Orioles were one of the highest scoring teams in baseball, he was a big part of that.
Now with Kobe Mayo getting an opportunity, as Ryan Mountcastle's out and will be for at least another month or two, probably longer than that. You saw him down on the farm, Kobe Mayo, where he was raking and the OPS was 900 or whatever, hitting 500-foot home runs. Haven't seen that yet in Baltimore, but we're seeing a pulse, Steve. And I'm not Terry Crowley or Charlie Lau, but how much more comfortable are we feeling about Mayo at the plate than we were, say, 2 weeks ago?
For me personally, decidedly so, because I question whether he should get called up after his May stats at AAA were really rough. But an injury gave him a chance, and sometimes that's how it happens. And so this is his time to run with it. He looks much more calm. He looks more settled in at the plate. The other night, was it Friday night? I forget. These games all run together for me, Bob. But there was a chance he had drilled a ball to deep center. Next time up, it was a key spot, and they pinch hit for him. And I would have let him go. I would have said, the kid finally got into one. Put him up there. And I know Gunner batted. Maybe did Gunner bat for him, maybe? And I would have batted Gunner for Mateo. We're going backwards here to Friday, I guess. But anyway, I would have let him hit. Because I think sometimes when these young guys start to get a hint of confidence, let them run with that. If it's for a day, for a week, whatever. And if they fall back, they fall back. And then you have to do something different. But anyway, he's going to play a lot. I hope almost every day, because I think what they need to find out about him. And it just looks like he's slowly trending up. So good for Mayo. He's sure waited his chance.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Steve Molesky, aside from being our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan, as you join us all the time and in studio quite often, which is great, tell everybody what else they can do to get Steve Molesky's baseball thoughts and opinions and certainly facts and stats and all that good stuff.
Bob, they can check out my Substack space, which is easy to get to, and subscribe, and I hope Birdland will, many are, at steveonbaseball.substack.com. If you go there now, I'm really proud of this feature I did on Aaron Estrada, 20 years old, switch hitter from Venezuela, has had a really good year for Aberdeen. And Bob, just to show you the jinx I am, the kid had an 800 OPS. I interview him. He goes hitless like the next 4 days. So his stats have taken a hit since I showed up to talk to him. But he's still one of the top international players. He's one of the top 21 Oriole prospects if you look at the rankings. And I really enjoyed getting to know this young man from Venezuela with interpreting help. And I profiled him today, a big feature on Aaron Estrada, steveonbaseball.substack.com. This Thursday, when I release my latest podcast, it's a long-form interview with Anthony Vila, the Orioles director of player development. We're talking all aspects of the minor leagues. He was really good. So that's coming out Thursday. So a lot of good stuff at my Substack.
Steve Molesky, always great to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your Monday, Steve, and I'll catch up with you soon.
All right, Bob, sounds good. Thanks.
You got it. Steve Molesky, everybody. We'll come back, take a trip through the Funhouse with Nolan McGraw. Vinny's going to be joining us live from One Winning Drive for NFL Lunch. We'll have the American League East report for you, and then we'll talk those NBA Finals. Sean Devaney, Heavy.com, Oklahoma City, they gacked away Game 1. They win handily in Game 2. Is this a precursor to them finishing off Indiana in short order here?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.